The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Happy Hour. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and we are so happy that you tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Remember, we are streaming live audio and video on guardiantalkradio.com. Listen to us on TV, Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. You can also download the Guardian Radio app for your Apple or Android smart devices and listen to our audio feed or watch us on our video feed right there in the Guardian Radio app. You can also text us on the Guardian Radio text line 422-GR96. That is 422-4796, powered by BTC. Standard text rates apply. Call us at 323-6232, 325-4316, 326-4259, or toll free from the Family Islands 300-5720. If you ever miss a show or want to go back and listen again, you can always log on to guardiantalkradio.com, click on podcast, search for the show's name, and look for the date you want. It will be up before the end of the next working day. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, this is the happy hour where we're highlighting individuals and groups in our community across Bahama land that are making positive impacts on those around us. Today, we have the amazing representatives of the Rotary Club of Old Fort, one of the most prolific Rotary clubs in the Bahamaland, and we're happy to have them join us to tell us a little bit more about what they have going on and how they have been positively impacting their community. With us today, we have President Natisha Bain. We also have PDRR Robin Curtis, and don't worry about the acronyms. We're going to let them introduce themselves so that we can all know what those acronyms mean. We also have past President Derek Smith. We have President-elect O'Neill Bain also joining us. With that being said, we're going to jump right in because, as we know, time flies when you're having fun, and on the happy hour, time flies by really quickly. So we just want to know, what is the Rotary Club of Old Fort? President Natisha, can you please let us know?
Thank you so much, DeAndre. We're so happy to be here with you. Just to discuss the Rotary Club of Old Fort, as you said, a prominent and prolific club in the Bahamas. So we're super excited to be here. So the Rotary Club of Old Fort was chartered on the 5th of May, 2015. And we had 25 charter members at the time, and we became the ninth member of the Rotary Clubs of the Bahamas. And as I know you are aware, and your viewers may be aware, Rotary International is a global network of 1.4 million persons, friends, leaders, problem solvers who come together to, you know, make a positive and a lasting change in our community. So our club meets every first and third Wednesday of the month at the Balmoral Clubhouse at 6:30 p.m. So we start with fellowship at 6:30 p.m. and then our meeting actually starts at 7. Right now, we have a membership of 62 persons of various professions working and residing in the Western, generally in the Western District of New Providence. And we are a dynamic club. That's who we are. We're filled with like-minded individuals who are all enthusiastic to do good in the world. We call ourselves more than a club. We're a family. We like each other. We like being around each other. We love what we do as a club, and we love doing it with each other. And so what we do, we're dedicated to serving our communities, making a positive impact in the lives of persons around us, addressing issues in the community, fostering positive change, and just making sure that we make a tangible difference in the lives of our community, through the impact and through the community service initiatives we do.
Thank you so much for that. Now, considering you just said through the service that you do, and your club has been around for a few years, can you tell us about one memorable moment that you've had so far serving as president of your club in which Old Fort has had within our community?
That's difficult because I can't find just one. Honestly, we have done so many amazing things. And I don't want to take from PDRR, who is our amazing community service co-chair, but one thing I think would be our STEM Saturdays program. I love that every single week. And what that is we take the Adelaide Primary School kids, so grades 5 and 6, and we take them from their homes. We pick them up every Saturday from their homes, transport them to the Life Rikki International School. And we teach them about STEM concepts. They learn, they have hands-on experiences and experiments and projects. And their faces every week, because we also serve them breakfast, we also serve them lunch, and they have such a fun time at the STEM Saturdays program that they're just like, they can't wait for the next week. So seeing their faces every Saturday, and seeing them say bye-bye and I'll see you next week, that's definitely something that's always gonna stick with me. So that's just one.
No, I imagine that there are many examples of how your club has impacted the community. I believe that I've had the opportunity to work along with your club at a joint project within Adelaide, in the community, and it was just incredible. So you had mentioned you don't want to take away from what PDRR Robin has to say. And so with that, first of all, Robin, can you tell us what in the world is a PDRR for our listening audience who may not know what that means?
Good morning. I'm saying afternoon, but it's definitely morning. Deandra, clearly I'm waking up a little late, but the PDRR is just the past district Rotaract representative, sorry, for Rotary District 7020. So I was responsible for the administration of the Rotaract clubs across the 10 clubs, 10 countries, sorry, in our district, as well as hosting a conference here in the Bahamas. But I'm happy to be the community service co-chair of the Rotary Club of Old.
So I want us, for those who may not know, what is Rotaract?
Rotaract is the, I don't like to say the youth arm, but it is one of the youth arms of Rotary International. So Rotary just lifted the age limit, but it has been for years now the age of 18 to 30, young professionals serving in the community alongside Rotarians.
Wonderful. Now you said that you wear two hats. In the past, you were the Rotaract representative, but now you are the community service co-chair. Now, President Natisha started to tell us about one of those programs, but I imagine there are several. So, can you please let our listening audience know what is Old Fort, the Rotary Club of Old Fort, known for doing?
So I think just to echo President Natisha's sentiments, we love what we do. We're more than just a Rotary Club. We serve, and we love showing up to serve. I think when the clarion call is there for service, all we need is one text message in the WhatsApp chat, and we are outside in numbers, happy to serve on behalf of Old Fort and on behalf of Rotary International. And of course, we know Rotary has a theme-based approach for its yearly rollout each year. Each month has a theme, and the Rotary Old Fort, Club of Old Fort, sorry, aims to ensure that projects are impactful and directly beneficial to our beneficiaries here in the Bahamas. So, I mean, I think just to launch the year, we had a timely donation of maternal care items to the maternal ward at the Princess Margaret Hospital. Loved by the mothers, each package included a manual breast pump, baby blankets, baby bibs, breast pads. The packages were loaded with needed items for new mothers that would be taking home very, very precious bundles. And these items were donated to assist in making that breastfeeding process easier and, of course, less costly and a bit more comfortable for the new mothers. And I think we spun straight into our back to school packing event. This was in partnership with the Bahamas Striping Group of Companies. And of course, we're aware that school supply giveaways are in abundance in New Providence. And so we wanted to ensure that our distribution landed in actual areas of need. So we packed those items up, we packed those backpacks filled with school supplies up. And what we did was we took them to be shipped to four islands in the Bahamas, in Inagua, Acklins, Mayaguana, Crooked Island. So we're serving communities the length and breadth of the Bahamas, ensuring that kids are ready to succeed or were ready to succeed. And we've since received photos, and the kids are looking happy, smiling with their items from the Rotary Club of Old Fort as they learn this year. And I think we, of course, education is one of Rotary International's key focuses. And of course, here at Old Fort, it's a big deal. We spun over to Adelaide Primary. I think President Natisha would have covered STEM, so I'll just talk a little bit about some other things that we did with the Adelaide Primary. It's basically our baby. We've adopted that school.
Oh.
Yes. And we launched a school transformation, but just before that school transformation project, what we did, there's some bad weather. So we wanted to ensure that the administration and the teachers of that school and were, feeling the love as they got ready to lead the school for the new school year. We know, of course, backpack school supplies are always distributed, but we wanted to ensure that teachers felt appreciated for going above and beyond every single day for our students. So we've surprised them with a treat, and they were exceptionally surprised ahead of our smart school transformation. And that was a full day from about 7 a.m. And we didn't leave there until about after 4 p.m. just of complete impactful service, from installing smart TVs. We installed pavilion ceiling fans. They do assembly outdoors. Of course, in our traditional school uniforms, it's very hot. So they were very grateful for those ceiling fans and very grateful to be able to literally work through their lesson plans with smart TVs. A peace pole was installed. We did a peace garden installation as well. We painted some hopscotch courts for the children to play around at lunchtime. We donated an official school sign. So when you go into that pavilion, that beautiful Adelaide school sign was donated by the Rotary Club of Oldfort. We also had a professional development teacher seminar, as well as donating the teachers some supplies. And that seminar is very important. I think sometimes we get caught up on tangible items, but equipping those teachers with key tools that they would need to navigate various scenarios when stress levels get high, when summer break seems so far away. And they were very, very grateful. In addition to that, we also had a technology specialist from the Laifeaki International School, Miss Davis, come in and teach the teachers how to actually use those smart TVs, the best use of the technology for those smart TVs. And so we donated a multi-purpose printer and copier for the benefit of the teachers, as well as a water cooler for the benefit of the teachers. And I just want to highlight that the work that we do is not possible without sponsors. So we have amazing sponsors that truly, truly back the Rotary Club of Oldfort. So I think of Pepperstone, Santira, Watson Construction, Lennox Payton, just numerous sponsors, Bahama Health, CG Atlantic. We have your doctor's hospital, Caribbean Landscaping. It's just a plethora of sponsors. I don't want to get in trouble and have to apologize to anybody off the air. But again, just wanting to highlight a lot of what we do is the impact is in the thousands for each project. And we're really, really grateful for corporate sponsorship. And then spinning over, I know we touched on STEM Saturdays. We did some Reading Wednesdays, partnering with, again, Adelaide Primary, the Bahamas Association for the Physically Disabled, as well as Palmdale Primary. And then one of the special projects that we did was our literacy movie day at Island House. This one was entirely unique, entirely just, I think the phrase is kind of outdated now, but I'll say it, off the chains. We rented out to the Island House Movie Theater, and we had our special guests, which were the children of the Bahamas Children's Emergency Hostel. So they were treated to an entire day of movie at the Island House Cinema with popcorn and treats from Island House. We partnered with Brighter Bahamas and the Literacy Association to also gift them with books and just to go through some literacy concept with them. And the movie that they watched was Akeelah and the Bee.
Oh,
So
I
if
love
you
that
know that
movie.
movie, yes, exceptionally inspirational. And even the adults and chaperones that were in attendance were completely locked to the TV. And so we were engaging with the children and ensuring that they understood that education is exceptionally important, how important it is to let go of peer pressure and to truly, truly lock into their full potentials and how much they can achieve if they do that. So that was an exceptional initiative, and we are grateful to have been able to just launch that unique initiative for those students.
Love
And then
that.
skipping over, I think, I know we're on the air, and so we're running out of time. So I'll just touch two more projects. And again, thankful for sponsors for this one. And this one was special, and I'll tell you why at the end. So in October, we launched our Rotary Oldfort Incubator. And that was an exceptional initiative. Today's Titans meet tomorrow's icons. Was a transformative initiative that connected junior achievement members with some of the Bahamas' top industry leaders. So you're hearing names like Nicholas Reese of Canoe, Tim Smith of Better Home, Daniel Lowe of the agency, and Jillian Bethel, who is a blockchain ecosystem builder. You're hearing these names, but we got these names into the room with over 50 junior achievers. And the information that was shared was honestly priceless. Like, you're talking about top professionals in their various industries, and they gave the children just a plethora of information, tips, real life advice, business advice for free. And so we were so, so happy to be partnering with these powerhouses. And we it was over 2 weeks, and so we worked closely with these mentors to refine the students' business ideas. And what we did at the end was we had a pitch competition where each group, after refining their business ideas, had to pitch to our judges. Our judges, past President Shanley Tout, PAG Deidre Bain, as well as past President Odette Carey. And the competition was stiff, but we came out with a winner. And what we did was we gifted a grand prize of $500 to the winning team. And in addition to that, as a surprise to the club, you know, GA is about business. And so you have to be raising money to build, to get your inventory to then make sales. And so they were pleasantly surprised by a $500 startup donation. And this project was exceptionally impactful. It was the sustainability of it was long term because what we did was we had the students do videos that will also help the Adelaide Primary students that are part of STEM. And what made this project, beyond the impact and the excitement of the day, prizes and accolades are not our focus. We do what we do because we love what we do, but we're pleased to have emerged the winners of the Rotary District 7020's Monthly Project Award for the month of October for this initiative. And this is out of nearly 100 clubs in our region. And so Rotary Old Fort, 62 members, but we're doing the work of giants.
Incredible. Absolutely.
And just to go on, one upcoming project, I know again, we touch STEM Saturdays, but that wraps up our first semester, wraps up this coming Saturday. So last week, we took the children to the Met Office. So they were able to see they're doing weather-based projects, and they were able to stand in the Met Room and just see all the screens and everything that happens literally every day. As we're sitting at work, the Met Office is like booming with just activity. And they were so excited just to see, oh my goodness, this is how you read the weather. This is what you use. As simple as the balloons going up in the air every morning. It was very exciting for them. We also took them to a national park, the Primeval Forest in South Ocean. That was an exceptional experience. We had some kids literally squealing with excitement and fear, just going through the sinkholes and all the mountains and looking at the mahogany trees. So it was an exceptional experience. That STEM program, as President Letitia would have mentioned, is a staple for the Rotary Club of Old Fort. The impact is great, and we are happy to be exposing our children to so much beyond the scope of the traditional classroom.
Now that
So in
is
December,
incredible. That truly is
yes.
incredible. And it's clear that your club is still very active. And so I think this is the perfect segue to jump right into how do you become a member of such an incredible club? You're doing so much. It might be intimidating to some folks, listening to all that you do, but perhaps because you do so much, there's work to be done by everyone. So I believe we're going to have past president Derek tell us a bit more about how do you become a member?
So thank you so very much for turning the answer and this great happy-go-lucky Saturday morning. The Rotary Club of Old Fort is totally a club that is inclusive. We are diverse in our vocation, and we are strong in integrity. So our club is very, very amenable to persons who fit those particular criterias. Originally, just to give you context, originally we were the millennial club of young middle management to senior management leaders. We have now morphed into a club that is more multi-generational and multi-vocational, and to some extent multifaceted in the areas of even where they are within your professional journey. So how do you become a member? You would have to be interested and show interest. You would have to have a sponsor who is a financial member of the club in good standing. You will then have to attend a minimum of three consecutive meetings. You will also have to participate in a minimum of two community services. And you will also have to take part in a fundraiser, and our fundraisers are actually geared directly toward another project of the Rotary Club of Old Fort, which is in partnership with the Bahamas Cancer Society, where we help fund porta cats for persons in need. So you would have to purchase a minimum of one porta cat as a part of a fundraising initiative to assist persons in need with the ailment of cancer.
Now that I
After
mentioned
which,
the porta cat, I must interrupt. What in the world is a porta cat?
you know, that's so cool because we actually had two of our newest members of the Rotary Club of Beaufort. One is a resident within the public service, the PHA, and the other is a senior officer. So we had last night, not last night, sorry, Wednesday evening past, we had Dr. Yasmin Cook, who spoke about her particular specialty, where she's a graduate, postgraduate, studying in family care. And I'm giving you the context again. You know, us compliance people and Rotarians love to provide context. And we had a senior officer who's a Rotarian of our club less than a month, Dr. Avery Cunningham. And they spoke about that. And that question was asked, what exactly is a porta cat, just for clarity? It is a device that assists with. It's actually placed right above the collarbone and it assists with the administration of various medicines and or the intake and outflow of fluids within your cancer treatment.
That's incredible. And the fact that helping others through this vital need is a requirement, for a person to become members, it shows what you stand for as a club. And that's just amazing. Tell us more. What else is needed? So to round this off, you need community service, you need fundraisers, you need to attend the meetings. And then what happens
Yes.
after all of that?
After all of that, your sponsor says, hey, guess what? I think that you're ready. That provides you with the eligibility
Don't worry, the
to
caffeine
apply
hasn't
for
hit just
membership.
yet, you know.
You know, and the crazy part is, I was in Starbucks this morning and they're like, so what are you getting? And I'm like, Zebra hot chocolate? Hold on. You're in Starbucks and you're drinking hot chocolate? Hey, so it's rough. It's really rough. And I read it right, 18 miles. It's really rough. But in any event, you're eligible at that point in time to apply for membership. That particular membership application will be sent to our membership team, which will then vote. And if there are no objections, it will then go to the board. And then there's a second vote. And if there's no objections, it has to be true fit within the club. And we send it through to the entire club. Barring no objections at that third level, you'll be invited into membership. You will pay a nominal fee and we move on with the process. And now the work begins at that point.
I will say it's a very thorough process, but it also demonstrates
Yes.
the level of dedication you expect from your members, not only through the membership process, obviously, but while they're being brought in to show that they align with your values, because your club is highly involved, highly active. And so you want persons who are also like that. And so I think it's very helpful that you've let our listening audience know how do you become a member of the Rotary Club of Old Fort. And remind me, I think you said you had over 60 members.
That is correct. So we have a total of 62 members at present and growing.
That really is that's something to be commended, honestly, especially as one of the younger clubs. And we're going to hear a bit more about what your club is doing, I think, from the Rotary Foundation. So we're going to go to our first break. Please stay tuned here with the happy hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright. Don't leave us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the happy hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndra Cartwright, and we are here with the Rotary Club of Old Fort. Joining us is President Natisha Bain, PBRR, which we learned is past District Rotaract Representative and current Community Service Co-Chair Robin Curtis. Then we also have past President Derek Smith. We have President-elect O'Neill Bain joining us to talk to us about what in the world the Rotary Club of Old Fort is doing. And we've heard so many good things. Shout outs to them for what they're doing, especially with the young people in Adelaide. At Adelaide Primary, and we're just happy to have them here on the happy hour so that you can learn more about what they're doing and how to become a member and how to support them helping the community. So we're going to jump right in. And for those of us that are in the Rotary world, we know that last month was all about the foundation, but the foundation's work never stops. And so we want to hear a bit more about what is the Rotary Club of Old Fort doing with its foundation initiatives. And so we want to invite President-elect O'Neill to tell us a bit more about that.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Deandra. Really appreciate the opportunity to be here and obviously to share more about the Rotary Club of Old Fort. It's really been an amazing journey being a part of not only Rotary International, but this amazing club that's doing so much great work in our community. Well, the Rotary Foundation really is one of the most critical arms of our organization. It amplifies all of the work that Rotary is able to do around the world by, offering millions of dollars that fund projects within our areas of focus around the world. And so, as Rotarians, we, as often as we can, champion support of the foundation so that the work of Rotary can continue. And also, as Rotarians, we make applications to Rotary International to access those funds to amplify projects right here in our own communities. So, as a club that's now about to celebrate 10 years, the Rotary Club of Old Fort has a strong tradition of support of the foundation, and this year is no different. We've had several exciting initiatives within our club and externally to generate support for the Rotary Foundation, as well as awareness of the work that the foundation does. And persons might be familiar with the fact that one of Rotary's most critical projects globally, and that has been funded by the Rotary Foundation, is the fight against polio. And so we are very happy that through the work of Rotary around the world, the poliovirus has now been limited to only two countries. And that doesn't stop there. We continue to try to raise awareness and funds to ensure that children in every country can be vaccinated against this dangerous disease. And so in October this year, we would have celebrated World Polio Day like many other clubs. And we had two very successful initiatives that helped to raise funds towards the foundation. One of those was a potluck for polio that we did as a club. President Natisha talked a lot about the social aspect of Rotary, which we definitely benefit from in our club. We not only are here to network professionally and carry out service in our community, but also to connect with like-minded individuals. And so sometimes as Rotarians, we can let our hair down for lack of a better term and enjoy ourselves for a good cause. And so that's what we did with our potluck for polio, which was held at the president's residence. And we also had a very exciting initiative where we partnered with some local businesses to not only raise awareness, but also raise funds that we passed on to the Rotary Foundation Polio Plus Fund, which exclusively supports the fight against polio around the world. And so those businesses were Lewis and Steens, Mudder Freeze, Bakehouse, and Wicked Wings. We encouraged not only our members, but also the general public to support those businesses during the week of World Polio Day. And we were able to have a very successful initiative that not only generated awareness of polio, but also critical funds that we were able to pass on. And so we continue to celebrate that. Another initiative that Rotary does to encourage giving to the Rotary Foundation is by celebrating donors through the Paul Harris Award. And we are happy, while we are not, the largest club in the Bahamas, we ha were the club with the highest number of Paul Harris Fellows this year,
Oh, really?
with 15 from our club, which is a very exciting celebration around that. Three of those 15 were first-time Paul Harris Fellows. And so, again, just a great showing of an endorsement of the Rotary Foundation and the critical work that it does. So we continue to work on championing the fight against polio, as well as donations towards the foundation within our club. We use initiatives like a birthday club just to help members remember to make those gifts to the foundation on an annual basis, and increase the impact that we can make as a club. We have also recognized honorary members of our club, but also honorary Paul Harris Fellows. So individuals who are making an impact in the community. As a club, we have designated individuals as Paul Harris Fellows due to the humanitarian efforts And so we were proud this year to celebrate Mr. Edward Zuin, who is the CEO of Lombard ODA Bahamas. And he was recognized at the recent Rotary Foundation Gala on behalf of our club. So far this year, it's been an exciting year in the foundation. It's been an exciting journey for me as president-elect serving in this capacity. And I'm looking forward to the rest of this Rotary year and all that we're going to achieve as a club in recognition of the importance of the Rotary Foundation.
Oh, that is incredible work. Again, it just, y'all are here telling us of what 62 persons have been able to do right here on this island. And it sounds like you're doing so very much. I'm sure that folks listening to us right now are inspired by your work, are encouraged by your work, and hopefully reach out to see how they can support your work. With that being said, thank you, President-elect O'Neill. We want to go right into one of the most important parts of this. All of this work needs help. And a part of that is fundraising. And so we're going to hear a little bit more about the fundraising efforts of the Rotary Club of Old Fort and hopefully how we can help them get this work done. So let's talk. Talk money, important.
That's me. So President Natisha again. And like you said, everything that we're doing, we need money. We need money to make the world go around. We need money to make a difference in our community. And one thing with the Rotary Club of Old Fort, 100% of the funds that we raise from the general public goes towards our community service initiatives. So that's one thing that Rotary itself, Rotary International itself, prides itself on. But that's also one thing that Rotary Club of Old Fort, we can definitely say that everything that you give to us goes straight into the community. So you know where your gifts are going. And ways that you can give to the Rotary Club of Old Fort, we're always looking for sponsorships, as PDRR Robin said, for our initiatives. We're always looking for corporate sponsors, individual sponsors. But one thing that we do have coming up is a major fundraiser that's been a staple also of the Rotary Club of Old Fort for the past few years. And that's pre-screening of movies before they actually hit the theaters. So, you know, you have the premiere day. You're going to see the movie with the Rotary Club of Old Fort the day before it hits the theaters. And that's with coming up, Mufasa, The Lion King. So this is an exclusive pre-screening of Mufasa, The Lion King, that we will be hosting on Thursday, 19th of December at 7 p.m. in the Pure VIP Lounge and Theaters at Fusion Superplex. So we want all of you to be a part of this exciting event. And this is a chance to enjoy a great movie before it hits the theaters while also supporting a good cause. So the evening kicks off, just to give you a little bit of intel, it kicks off at 6 p.m. So we have an elegant cocktail hour where you'll enjoy unlimited wine and entertainment by a talented live band. We have lots of surprises in store, so you'll be treated to more than just a movie. You can expect fun, excitement, some twists along the way, and the actual movie starts at 7 p.m. And at that time, you will enjoy the unforgettable cinematic experience of the Pure VIP 1 and 2 theaters at Fusion. So it's not just about the film, which is great, but all proceeds, like I said, from this event will benefit the amazing community service initiatives that you've just heard about, including the Hope Start program, which provides the essential medical supplies to cancer patients in need. So your participation in this event, purchasing tickets, will directly help to fund these programs and make a difference in our community. So the tickets can be found on the website, https://rotaryoldfort.org, Mufasa Premiere. If you click there, that's our link to purchase tickets for the VIP event, and the cost is $100. So purchase your tickets today.
Now, that's incredible. I mean, I want to know. Are there going to be more opportunities for this to happen before, especially for our movie buffs? Like, this is, I think, for those persons who are cinephiles, they would really love this opportunity. But I don't want to jump the gun with that just yet. But I'm sure that there have also been some other fundraising initiatives that your club has undertaken. So perhaps we can mention a few of those, just so we learn a little bit more about how Rotary Club of Old Fort has been getting the funds to do all this good work.
Yeah, like I said, it's literally through corporate sponsors. Our members are very, very enthused to give as well. So anything that we say, hey, this is something that we want to do. In fact, let me tell you a little bit about how Hope Start started. One of our members just came to the board and said, she had a family member who, needed porta cats, or she realized that there was a need for this. Persons could get the chemotherapy treatments, but could not get the needles to administer the actual chemotherapy treatments so that they can, be cured or be healed, I guess, of the disease. And so we realized that that was a need. And so we started the Hope Start campaign. What that start with? We gave. And one thing that I know PDRR Robin is going to come out with is we are having mason jars. So we're giving up mason jars to our members. You can support through any of our members. Reaching out to us in any way, corporate sponsors, individual sponsors, that's just how we fundraise. We tell the story of Rotary Club of Old Fort and we promote it and persons are very, enthused to give. I hear my
I know
people.
it's past President Derek trying to
Yes.
also chime in. Tell us
Yes.
more, Derek.
Because so I'm like so excited. I'm overjoyed at what we are doing. And just to add to what my president is noting, for the corporate sponsors or the leaders that are listening to the show, what we'd love you to understand is that we have several key initiatives within the club that may be aligned with your ESG priorities, especially the international organizations. So we have the STEM projects through STEM Saturdays, right? We have environmental projects. You know that a lot of you are required legally in certain countries where you head office, that you must have certain levels of ESG initiatives. We are the club of partnership. I know you're hearing sponsorship, but we are the club of partnership where we can help you meet your civic obligation, your international requirements, and feel good just giving back service above self.
I think a very important point there. And we know that with finance being our number two industry, that this is a requirement that will be very helpful. And by doing so, you help to support the Rotary Club of Old Fort. President Natisha. Just rounding out if there was anything left in fundraisers, but mason jar thing really is very interesting to me. And I'm wondering, what does that mean? Mason jars to your members.
Yeah, so our members will have mason jars on their desks if it's allowed at their offices
Oh.
that will give directly towards a Hope Start program. So if it's a dollar, some pennies, anything, any nickel will go a long way in assisting us with our community service initiatives and also assisting persons in need. So that's just one other way. And obviously, you can come on out to our meetings. If you wanted to give a donation, you can reach us on by email. You can reach us by Instagram. So our Instagram handle is Rotary Old Fort. Facebook, Rotary Club of Old Fort. LinkedIn, Rotary Club of Old Fort. And our email, rotaryoldfort@gmail.com. We're happy to, let you know about all of our projects. You've heard a lot about what we have done. We have a lot more in the pipeline. We're working out and working through some things. You'll hear one more major thing that's coming up before, we break for the holidays, that you can also, see the impact of where your gifts go, where the funds go, and what we do as a club. So yeah.
Oh, that's incredible to know. I feel like that's going to be my key phrase when talking about the Rotary Club of Ilford. You're incredible. You're dynamic, and doing so much. Now, as we begin to wrap up the show, remember when I told you the time would be flying so very quickly? We're winding down to our last few minutes. Let me want to take this time just to talk a little bit more about any upcoming initiatives that you have for the month of December. This is the holiday season. What are you doing as a club and how can we support? I believe you may have a fundraiser coming up. So I believe, Robin, you're going to walk us through that.
So yes, as President Natisha would have said, we definitely have our exciting movie premiere fundraiser on December 19th. So of course, community service is the lifeline of Rotary, and we want the nation to show up, but seats are limited. So we're asking you to get your tickets ASAP, and which will support, of course, Hope Start, as President Natisha and PP Derek would have alluded to. Beyond that, prior to that, we're going to get you a little fit. Hopefully, I don't know who has kept their fitness goals. I know January 1 is a time when everybody, including myself, says, okay, I'm going to get in the gym this year. But what we want to do before we wrap up the year, before we get into the full swing of full Christmas, we're having a Your Health, Your Wealth Gambier Community Health Fair on Saturday, December 14th from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. And although it's being held in Gambier, we have some amazing sponsors that will be providing us health screenings, so for blood pressure, cholesterol, glucose, dental screenings, and free dental kits for children. We'll have two fitness sessions, one by J Fitness and the other by Zumba Dynamic Duo. We'll have informational and awareness booths from local health organizations, including the Bahamas Diabetes Association, the Kidney Association, as well as the Alzheimer's Association. We'll also have Christmas gifts being given away to the children from in the Gambier community. And we will have, of course, our party treats with a healthy focus that will be distributed. So grilled hamburgers, grilled hot dogs, as well as popcorn, and again, healthy treats and juices for all in attendance, as long as supplies last. And we want to ensure that our sponsors are highlighted. We have Doctors Hospital Health System Limited. We have Comfort Smiles. We have Bee's Juice. We have J Fitness. We have Zumba Dynamic Duo. And we have Bahamian Rentals. And of course, like I said, we have our health associations that are on board. And we're so excited to do this initiative in the Gambier community. Rotary's theme for the month of December is disease prevention and treatment. And of course, we know activity, diet, these are the things that actually help. I think PP Derek said he just came from an 18-mile run. As for me, catch me at mile 0.5, and that's me. But we want to ensure that our heart rates, our blood pressure is in control, our cholesterol is in control, our glucose. We know these chronic diseases are so prevalent in our communities. And so Ilford is doing its part in the Gambier community to ensure that these areas and these wonderful people in these areas have access to the quality health care that they need. And like I said, we have amazing sponsors, professional sponsors that we ourselves would go to for these services. And we're happy to have them on board for this initiative.
Again, incredible. And perfect timing, I feel. Just before the holidays, we're Bahamian. We already know what's going to happen during the holidays. If it hasn't already started, we are getting ready to eat, drink, and be merry. And so it's just encouraging to see that your club is doing this initiative. Just to keep in mind, help others to keep in mind that health is wealth. Especially as we begin to pile up those plates with the good food. Oh my gosh, the good food. And that there's also going to be movement. As a society, we could be doing more with our food, with our bodies, with moving. And so just very happy to see that you all will have a holistic approach with that event that's coming up on the 14th of December. So please support the Rotary Club of Old Fort. But that being said, we want to get some closing words just before we end our show. It's been such fun. Oh my goodness, where did the time go? And so I think, hierarchy will end with Madam President. So perhaps President-elect O'Neill, past President Derek, do you want to chime in with some closing words before we end our show?
So, in true deference, I would yield to my president-elect. I've had my year as president. I'll yield to my president-elect.
Well, thank you very much, PP Derek. Just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity. Like I said, we just love to share the work of Rotary. And obviously, in my case, the foundation, which really is, like I said, the lifeblood of our organization. We not only are seeking donations for our club and our initiatives, but also for the Rotary Foundation, because all of that comes together and just amplifies the impact that we all can make around the world. And so we are hoping that all of the listeners enjoy the rest of their Saturday. And thank you for taking the time to learn more about the Rotary Club of Old Fort.
Excellent. PDRR and current co-chair community service, Robin, closing words.
So I do just echo President-elect O'Neill's sentiments. Thank you for the opportunity. And it has been a pleasure just sharing the work of Old Fort. I mean, like I said, we are doing the work of giants and we're grateful for the opportunity.
Amazing. Last but definitely not least, the lady leading all of these amazing, these beautiful efforts with the support of her team and all 61 other members of her club, President Natisha, closing words, please.
Yeah, closing words. Thank you. Thank you so much for inviting us. We're always happy to come again to share the work of Rotary Club of Old Fort. And, you know, if you're interested in what we want, what we are, who we are, joining us, if you're interested in engaging in meaningful and impactful service projects that you've heard today, starting from our STEM Saturdays program, our Hope Start program, or the global efforts like fighting polio, like you've heard from PE O'Neill, promoting clean water, supporting education. If you're interested in building professional connections between, you know, yourself, community leaders, professionals, business owners, developing leadership skills, who knew I would be president here? But that's exactly what we do at the Rotary Club of Old Fort. You know, we build leaders through all organizations, which is transferable into your professional life. And if you want to just be a part of a global movement with building, you know, friendships, lifelong friendships, learning from each other, coming together to make a positive impact, then the Rotary Club of Old Fort is for you. Come on out. Follow us on our social media pages, Facebook, Rotary Club of Old Fort, Instagram, Rotary Old Fort, LinkedIn, Rotary Club of Old Fort. Email us, rotaryoldfort@gmail.com. Visit us at one of our meetings. Like I said, it's held the first and third Wednesday of each month at the Balmoral Clubhouse starting at 6:30 p.m. Visit us during our community service initiative, the one that's coming up on December 14th. Also, our Mufasa premiere, which is super exciting. That's going to be an amazing night. That's December 19th. Come on out, join us, connect with us. We want to connect with you.
Amazing. Thank you all so much. Very happy to have showcased the Rotary Club of Old Fort. Thank you again to President Natisha Bain, Community Service Co-Chair PDRR Robin Curtis, Past President Eric Smith, and President-elect O'Neill Bain. This has been the Happy Hour with DeAndra Cartwright here on Guardian Radio 96.9. Stay tuned to Let's Talk with Stanya. Don't leave us. We want to hear from you. Have a good one.